From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A gunman opened fire on an American TV crew during a live news broadcast Wednesday morning, killing two people. The gunman, clad in all black, walked up and pointed a gun and began firing as a reporter and a photographer were interviewing a woman near the city of Roanoke in the southwestern state of Virginia. The local television station, WDBJ, said the reporter and photographer were both killed, and the woman they were interviewing, a local business leader, was wounded. Meanwhile, the gunman has escaped, and there was no immediate details available about who he was or why he attacked the TV crew during a routine news interview. The latest developments are that police have located the gunman and are in pursuit. We shall bring you more details as the situation develops. The Wall Street opened sharply higher Wednesday after data showed U.S. orders for durable goods rose more than expected in July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 393.31 points or 2.51% to 16,059.75. The S&P 500 gained 41.58 points, and the Nasdaq Composite added 132.58 points. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is visited an asylum shelter in eastern Germany Wednesday. She is to attend a summit in Vienna with the Balkan state leaders on Thursday and wants the European states to implement a joint asylum agreement. She says they're talking about registering and more health care. VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is expected to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba, despite reservations over issues like power sharing. The UN Security Council Tuesday threatened him with sanctions if he does not. Speaking to the council Tuesday, UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Stephen O'Brien says he was outraged by ongoing rights abuses.
I am very concerned about the atrocities which continue to be reported. The scope and level of cruelty that has characterized the attacks against civilians suggests a deep depth of antipathy that goes beyond political differences.
Meanwhile, the head of the UN mission to South Sudan, Ellen Marguerite Loge, told the council that she welcomed the peace agreement to end 20 months of conflict, but warned it's only the first step, saying peace, stability, and prosperity will not come overnight. Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders says two of its workers were killed in separate attacks in Unity State. NATO said two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, shooting a vehicle and killing two coalition service members. A NATO statement said coalition troops returned fire, killing both of the shooters. North Korea has reduced its military readiness posture, according to a statement by South Korea Wednesday. It comes after the two sides reached a deal to defuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The North lifted its self-described quasi-state of war following the Tuesday agreement, according to official confirmation, adding that Seoul reciprocated by relaxing its own defense stance. The U.S. Defense Department says one of the Americans who helped subdue a Moroccan national alleged to have planned an attack on a high-speed train will be awarded one of the U.S. Army's highest honors. The Pentagon announced Tuesday that Alexander Skarlatos, a member of the Oregon National Guard, will be awarded the Soldier's Medal. That's an award the Army calls the highest award for acts of heroism not involving actual conflict. India and Pakistani border security force chiefs are to meet in New Delhi next month, according to Pakistani officials. It comes days after the first high-level peace talks in years between the two countries collapsed. The chiefs of the Pakistani Rangers and the Indian Border Security Force will meet in New Delhi from September 9 through the 13th, according to a statement released on Wednesday by the Pakistani Rangers. However, Indian officials were not immediately available to confirm the meeting. Saudi Arabia announced it had carried out four executions in different cities Wednesday morning, bringing the total number of judicial killings to 130 so far in 2015. Three executions were of Saudi nationals convicted of murder. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.